Welcome to Lily Lifestyle Tips, where we give you quick and simple hacks for creating a happy life and healthy relationships.
Folks, we want to talk about grocery shopping budget hacks. And I know that sometimes when you're a single parent, mom or dad, and oftentimes if you've been through the financial disaster that a divorce can turn into, grocery shopping can feel stressful, and knowing how to buy enough groceries to get to the end of your pay period can be a little bit difficult. Now, one thing that I learned to do in that period of time is I bought an extra can of something every time I went shopping, sometimes two or three if I could find stuff on sale. And I gradually built up a little bit of food storage so that if I did have an unexpected expense and I needed to spend less on food in a particular period, there would be something there extra for me to live on. And it just became my food storage during that period of time.
Yeah, that's an excellent hack, is buying when it's on sale. It's kind of like the buy low, sell high mentality, right? Is let's buy it when it's on sale and then eat it when, you know, we don't have the resources to go buy the stuff that at full price.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that. So that can be helpful.
Yeah. I think another hack is creating a cash budget for your groceries. It's so tempting to swipe a card, whether it goes to checking or credit card. Either way, we are not nearly as attached to it as we are to physical money.
Right.
And I have been doing a grocery budget for years, and it works so well because, I mean, first of all, it's less accounting. And second of all, I break it down by the week. So if I go to the grocery store and I have a pile of, you know, however many bills, like for a long time, I got along with about $50 a week. And now it's a little closer to 100 with a larger family. But and then I would put aside a certain amount for bulk purchasing at Sam's Club and or Costco. And so that was kind of a different part of the budget. But if you go with cash and you are committed to stay within that cash, then you do.
Now, one thing you can do to help stay within that cash and avoid an embarrassing situation at the cash register, you know, we, almost all of us, rich, poor, or in between, carry a smartphone now. And almost all of those have a calculator app. You can literally pull it out and pull out your phone and add the price of everything. And you'll know roughly how much you've spent so far putting things in your cart. You can decide to leave some things out if you're going over budget. And, you know, of course, there's always going to be the tax at the end. So you have to kind of think about that. But literally, you're carrying a pocket calculator everywhere you go, and you can use that to shop and stay within budget.
Or if you're exhausted like me and you just want to go and shop and you kind of estimate it in your mind and you get to the cash register and you don't have quite enough cash, you just be like, I'm going to put that back. And don't be embarrassed. It's fine if it's not within your budget.
That happens,
I'm not. It doesn't matter. It's your budget. And also, obviously, and maybe, I don't know, maybe this isn't obviously, but there's a lot of store brands that are exactly the same as the name brand.
Oh, yeah.
And
some
also,
of them I prefer.
You want to pay attention because obviously some, you know, we've been taught that buy in bulk, then you'll get a better deal. It's not always true. You really kind of have to check your prices.
Right. Sam's Club's gluten-free bread is better than the name brands that are sitting right by it in a lot of, I mean, at least in my opinion. So yeah, there's a lot of things we can do to try to keep that grocery budget within bounds without making things too difficult for ourselves.
And then of course, always balance your budget with your time, because your time is also valuable and that's what you use to earn your income. And if that means maybe buying a little bit more expensive groceries that are healthy and pre-prepared, which usually costs more, you know, then do that. It's not always about spend as little as possible. You know, you have to balance everything in your life.
So Kathy, let me ask you one quick question and then we can close this. Sometimes the least expensive food is the stuff that's bad for us. Like if you wanted to eat chips all day long, you could do that pretty cheap, but it's not that good for you. So how do we get nutritious stuff and make it fit in the budget?
Well, actually, if I eat sugar or grains that I know like really cause havoc on my body, they tend to be addictive and they tend to make me more hungry. Mm. So actually, I think really healthy quality foods eaten at regular intervals is way more healthy and probably more, even more cost effective than junk food that keeps you coming back for more because it's not really that nutritionally satisfying.
All right. Well, thank you guys for showing up and doing the work on this. We wish you luck in keeping your budget under control and having lots of nutritious food to eat. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you again soon.
Have a wonderful week, LilyPod listeners.